It is Sunday, August 26, 2012. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me in the studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And this is where Antoinette and I say, it's when?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, end of August.
Well, you've been all over the world in August, so.
Yeah. Well, New York, Florida.
That's all over the world.
It did fly by.
I didn't do anything, and it still flew by. Yeah. But there are people hoping time flies.
Okay.
It's the folks at the Rogers Historical Museum.
All right.
They are trying to, they have everything in place now except the money for the expansion they'd like to do. And it will be fabulous. It would take them from 2,400 square feet to 8,100 square feet.
That's like tripling.
Oh, yeah. And they would go across the street west. Okay, they sit on 2nd Street in Rogers. They would go across the street west on an L-shaped piece of property and build a new main building. And then the current building would become an educational facility. So they'd leave the attic, the hands-on space for children, and leave 1st Street, the storefronts, and then do new things over at the new building. One of them would be taking the space for children in the new building, and it would be about 600 square feet versus the attic, which is about 12 by 12.
That's a lot more room for fun.
And then they'd have a 2,000 square foot space for touring exhibits, which is a big thing that the Rogers Museum does, like that Shiloh doesn't. And they're finding now that even the great exhibits that are free, that all you have to do is pay the shipping, they won't fit into the current space, which is about 600 square feet.
Well, and they can probably upgrade, like, climate and stuff like that, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I saw the Rogers Historical Museum, it was the Hawkins House.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already grown
right.
by leaps and bounds. And they have the annex building, and they thought, Gabe Land, the director, said she thought when they got the annex building and got that basement, that they'd have storage space for ages. And then people give them things like cells and printing presses, and the space is all used up.
Yeah.
So they need more. I tell you all this because they have a new exhibit opening. It opens Saturday, actually, that's called More to See, More to Do, the RHM expansion. And you can go find out all about what they want to do. There's some interactive kiosks that will let you walk around the proposed museum on a computer screen. Very cool. And it will be open again, long term, probably until the expansion is built, and museum hours are 10 to 5 every day but Sunday, and it's free.
Sounds good.
And we have a couple of things this afternoon. It's Family Sunday at Crystal Bridges, and the band today is Toucan Jam.
I like the name.
Hours for Family Sunday are 11 to 5, and you can find out more at crystalbridges.org. At 2 o'clock, it's Clayton Conversations at the Clayton House Museum in Fort Smith. And today, the speaker will be a fourth-generation Fort Smith resident named Charles Ruzel. Find out all about Fort Smith for four generations back, and that's free. You can call for reservations if you'd like at 783-3000. These programs are fairly new, and they've become really popular really quickly. And there's a model call this afternoon for the American Girl Fashion Show at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Model call is from 1 to 3, and you can find out more at 751-5441.
Okay. Thanks, Becca. Thanks. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.